From cowboys to shrimpers, astronauts to farmers, and roughnecks to loggers. For true Texans, there's only one place to celebrate the Lone Star State. That's right here with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash like almost everyone else. Well, my friends, it is the ultimate day of November in the year of our Lord 2022. My, it has flown by fast, and it's very cold on the high ground of Texas. But I think it said on the National Weather Service, it's in the 20s this morning, it said on the National Weather Service that Friday is supposed to be in the low 70s. So, you know, you just never know on the high ground of Texas, on El Llano Estacado. But unfortunately, it's not going to be a good golf day. I think that hot weather on Friday is supposed to come with a lot of wind. My friends, our Lone Star story of the day today, which is sponsored by our good friends at Allied Compliance Services, and you truckers and fleet owners need to get with them now. They're your best partner in dealing with your annual DOT testing and full-time the clearinghouse issues where all your drivers have to be in there and linked to their testing. So get with them, Allied Compliance Services, AlliedCompliance.com. They sponsor our Lone Star story of the day, which is Marxist pro-discrimination critical race theory and its related philosophical canon surrounds us, and it shocks people. People look up and they say, how are we in this? This can't be true. And I can remember 25 and 30 years ago telling people in my city what was going on, that it was in their schools, and some of them are still unaware and don't want to hear it. They just put their hands over their eyes and fingers in their ears. And it's interesting over those years to watch people wake up and just be extraordinarily angry and want to know how all this happened. And some of those people are people I actually know just didn't want to hear it. Well, my friends, it's all around you. And I don't understand. I have talked about this for a very long time on the radio program on Pratt on Texas. I don't understand why universities tend to be worshipped as if they were God, tend to be worshipped, paid more attention to than people's churches. I don't understand it. I mean, I absolutely don't understand why people hold universities in such a position beyond, for the education part, maybe because they met their spouse, they're going to school, or it was the time in their life when they were able to run around, spend a lot of money and act like adults, except not have very many adult responsibilities. And I think that's a lot of it. I think that's where a lot of the emotional tie is. But, people in conservative Texas, you're paying for this critical race theory stuff and you're surrounded by it. That's right. For example, two private universities in Abilene have officially, private universities, can't do anything about that, they're private, they've embraced the poison of CRT and or part of its related canon. In Lubbock, Texas Tech and the Texas Tech Health Sciences Center, with the Health Sciences Center kind of leading, they've embraced critical race theory and its associated related canon of indoctrination. But small? How about Tarleton State? Yeah, I've got a lot of friends actually that went to Tarleton. Well, at Stephenville, it's different. It's different than these. No, they fully embraced. I mean, very big embraced CRT and its related philosophical and political canon. So it's the big universities, the small ones. It's not all of them, but they seem to have all officially embraced it. So the real question is, will legislators put in place a real stop, not a wordplay, a real stop to such at public colleges and universities, a stop with teeth that actually matters in the upcoming legislative session? And folks, this is very divisive. I mean, candidates themselves have told me the incredible pushback they've received, and how the university and the regents and all these people, a bunch of them claim to be big Republicans too, and conservatives, and give money to conservatives, but they tell these, don't you be doing this stuff. I don't understand it. I honestly don't understand why these people embrace Marxism in the institutions and embrace some of the most rotten, nasty things like CRT and the related issues, I mean, that actually advocate for discrimination. I don't understand why they bothered, but I've heard it from multiple politicians that, you know, you're not going to get any of the big WT money or the, you know, whatever the local thing is if you stand firm on this stuff. And I don't quite understand why they're so willing to sell their souls, these supporters of these universities and colleges. I don't understand. If you actually love the institutions and they play a big role in your life, why would you not be actively advocating for their reform and cleansing them of these cancers? But we're going to talk about that today. We've got other news in the stack, but I've got a lot on this stuff because I'm sick of being told by people that, oh, Robert, it's not happening here. Well, it is happening here. Today, we're going to focus on so-called higher education, which really is just higher expense. The education is often questionable. All right, my friends, don't forget, we've got a giveaway opportunity sponsored by one of our great Wichita Falls listeners. Up to two adult tickets and up to two youth or children tickets. So that's a total of four. Four, for those of you that, you know, went to that higher ed, you need to be corrected. Anyway, for the Texas Christmas, the Texas Cowboys Christmas Ball, the trip from Lubbock, these tickets are for the bus charter version from Lubbock. You can go to prideontexas.com and enter to win. Just scroll down to the daily posts and you'll find the title there. And that entries, those entries close tonight, Wednesday the 30th at 11 p.m. So I'll draw in the morning and notify the winner. Now, if you didn't win, you need to go buy your tickets at prideontexas.com. Just click through to the ticket link there, and you'll get it all done. There's an option for self-driving, folks in the Abilene area, and then, of course, the bus trip out of Lubbock. We want to thank our sponsors, Hart Heating and AC, and Carl Tepper Commercial Real Estate, both of whom making this charter bus trip possible, my friends, for those of us going to attend this incredible an event that happens every year. It started in 1885. It's just so amazing, the Texas Cowboys Christmas Bowl. We're going to go one evening only. That's the whole idea of the charter bus. We'll go on Friday afternoon on the 16th of December, and we'll be back late at night, or technically early morning, midnight and a half to 1 o'clock. So you don't have to go get a hotel. You don't have to drive at night. We're going to have a lot of fun, dinner at Bell's. Get your tickets through the ticket link there at prattontexas.com. Listen to the show anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. You can get a podcast of today's show and other long-form interviews at prattontexas.com. There are interviews all about the Texas Cowboys Christmas Ball as well. All right, my friends, clean woman pleads guilty in cover-up of Yayin murder. This is that soldier that, for, I mean, it's a terrible thing what happened to her. I've never quite understood why that murder of the Fort Hood soldier has become a cause celeb. But nevertheless, Cecily Aguilar, 24, was about to go to get her court date and go to court, and she instead pleaded guilty for her role in covering up the murder of that Fort Hood soldier, Vanessa Guillen. And she apparently said she helped her boyfriend do that. So weird stuff there. You can't imagine how people get up to these kind of things. A San Angelo man who said he found his wife unresponsive in a bathtub has now been charged with her murder. That reported by Fox West Texas. And also, get this, the unionized folks, and I don't know how many of them there are, but unionized so-called journalists, which is kind of odd given the union movement is a political movement. It comes straight out of the Marxist labor stuff. And I don't, you know, but of course they're unbiased. We know they're lefties. Union journalists strike at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. What are they mad at? They want a minimum wage, get this, of $57,500 for working at the struggling newspaper in Fort Worth. Can't make that up.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
Do you have a commercial property for sale or lease? Tired of a for sale sign gathering dirt, storm, dust in front of your place with no activity and no prospects? Office, retail, restaurant, or industrial? Call me, Carl Tepper, a commercial agent with Exit Realty of Lubbock. I'm low on inventory because I've sold and leased everything. I'll get your property sold too. Call me, Carl Tepper, at 806-470-2354 for a no-obligation appointment. That's 806-470-2354.
Founded in Anson in 1885 and still running strong is the famous Texas Cowboys Christmas Ball, the ball that inspired the famous poem that's been recorded in music and published repeatedly for more than a century. This year's ball runs December 15th through the 17th, featuring Michael Martin Murphy and Jody Nixon as Texas Cowboys. It's a living Texas history event that every true Texan should attend. You can learn about the ball at texasccb.com. You are invited to join me in a one-time Pratt on Texas listener event on Friday, December 16th, where we'll travel by bus from Lubbock for dinner together at Bell's Chicken Dinner House in Abilene, then go to Pioneer Hall in Anson for a brief tour and talk about the famous hall and event, and then great music and dancing for those who like to scoot a boot with Jody Nixon and his Texas Cowboys on the famous Pioneer Hall floor. There's a self-drive ticket option for big country listeners. Ticket sales for our Pratt on Texas evening together end soon. Act now. Click on the ticket link at prattontexas.com. You'll find full details at the ticket page. Click on the ticket link at prattontexas.com. Sponsored by Hart Heating and AC and Carl Tepper Commercial Real Estate.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
From the statehouse to the courthouse, they know. Pratt's watching. Here he comes with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. There are a lot of other news headlines, things I want to get to later in the show, but I want to jump into our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Truckers, get with them. They're your best friend, AlliedCompliance.com. And it's a serious issue. Marxist, and that's what it is. I understand there's people out there who think they're smart, but they're actual utter ignoramuses. And I've met a lot of them, and a lot of them work in media. Some of them are people have money in town, and they think because they have money, it means they actually know something outside of whatever it is that they made money in. And they actually knee-jerk dismiss when you talk about Marxist. Well, actually, everybody calls everything communist. No, critical theory is a subset of Marxism. That this is indisputable. It is not something a conservative is saying to poison the argument. Critical theory and critical race theory is a part of critical theory, is a part of Marxism. Indisputably, it is Marxism. And it's as convoluted and ridiculous as all the other Marxist theories, from economic theories to social theories, you name it. I mean, just convoluted. I mean, the advocates of critical race theory, it's essentially this. Discrimination based on race, and we're talking critical race theory, but they don't just mean race. They mean ethnicity, social class. You know, remember Marxism, all about social class and all these other things. Discrimination is bad and evil, and it's prevalent. Thus, we need even more discrimination, but with the power of the state behind it to rectify the discrimination that is bad. And yes, you say, well, Robert, I mean, that's crazy. Who would fall for this? Well, the same half the world that's still under, you know, look, 2 billion people, whatever, in China under the communist yoke. I mean, we have people all over this country that fall for this stuff. And it's awful. And it's all around us, it and its canon, in other words, the set of other philosophies that go with it, are all over us. I mean, even in Abilene, two supposedly church-oriented universities are reported to have embraced parts of this stuff. Texas Tech Health Science Center's embraced it in a big way. The University of Texas Tech has embraced it. I looked around lots of the universities and med schools in the state, even small places I mentioned earlier, Tarleton, because I have friends that went to Tarleton. You know, Tarleton and Stephenville. Oh, man, that's old-fashioned, you know, and you would like to hope that that's true, but it's not. They've embraced it more than some of the bigger ones in an official capacity. Will legislators put a stop to it? Well, we can't get legislators to put a stop to it until they understand that it's really happening, and they're not going to believe all that until their constituents tell them it's happening and provide them with the example. There's a big outfit, and it's a serious outfit. It's not one of these back of the envelope on Facebook only type supposed research organizations. Their website is criticalrace.org, and I recommend it to anybody wanting to look into this stuff. But they've put out a big study, Critical, and it's gotten a lot of coverage, and I'm talking in the serious, obviously the mainstream media doesn't care, but in the serious, intellectual, rigorous conservative media, of which there's quite a bit. Here's the report. Critical race theory related ideas found in mandatory programs at 58 of the top 100 U.S. medical schools. And they began their list with, and then you go through and you look at it, you can look at the entire thing, criticalrace.org, and you'll find this is not some thrown together thing with odd definitions to make it look bad. This is very respectable scholarly work. And it's pretty easy because these institutions are actually championing this stuff and trumpeting it. They're not some are still trying to hide it, but within the education world, they're not trying to hide it. And when you click on the Texas link to look at Texas results, you get this. Texas recently passed a law, it was the last legislative session, banning the teaching of critical race theory and its fundamental assumptions in public schools. However, many of its institutions of higher learning have conducted recent changes to implement mandatory training for faculty, staff, and students. And again, folks, the Lubbock Police Department under the previous administration required all of the command staff to attend this stuff, this communist indoctrination, this Marxist critical theory. And it said after signing HB 3979 into law, Governor Abbott noted Texas must do more to promote proper history curriculum practices in public schools. The bill banned some aspects of CRT and the 1619 Project from social studies and history primary education. But the NEA, which is the Texas State Teachers Association, has vowed to fight this, and they're all fighting back. And they write, despite the popularity of removing CRT from primary education in red states, most public and many private colleges and universities in Texas have fully embraced critical race theory, anti-racism, which is racism, folks, equity and diversity and inclusive excellence. It's hard to find a school that hasn't issued a statement on the death of George Floyd that rededicates the institution to actively rooting out systemic racism. Which, you know, my point is, if there's systemic racism in a college or university or a public school, why did the superintendents and the college presidents not fire themselves? I mean, they are ultimately in charge of the system. If there is systemic racism in their institutions, why have they not fired themselves and all their top people? Because, you know, this is all politics, folks. If they're in charge of the systems, if there is systemic racism in the institution, they should be the ones who are leaving. No, they stay there and get accolades for essentially accusing everybody else around them of it. And they point out here, University of Texas at Austin, Texas A&M have made defiant public statements in support of CRT and require mandatory diversity training, setting up further conflicts. What are the legislators going to do about it? And then they go through the list in Texas. Elite private K-12 schools in the state that embrace it. The Tony St. John School in Houston and the Tony St. Mark School of Texas in Dallas. Higher education schools, Abilene Christian, Baylor, Dallas Baptist University, East Texas Baptist, Lamar, McMurray, North Central Texas College in Gainesville, Prairie View A&M, Rice University, Sam Houston State, Southern Methodist, Southwestern University, Georgetown, which that's... Southwestern, sorry. I was thinking of the old Southwest Texas State. That's Texas State now. Southwestern University in Georgetown, St. Edward's University in Austin. Well, no surprise there. Big Episcopal left-wing group. St. Mary's University in San Antonio, Stephen F. Austin, Tarleton State in Stephenville. And the list just goes on and on. Texas A&M College Station, Texas A&M Galveston, Texas A&M Commerce, Texas Christian University, Texas Lutheran University, that's affiliated with the left-wing Lutherans, Texas Southern University, Texas State University, Texas Tech University, the University of Dallas, University of Texas at Arlington, UT Tyler, University of Houston, University of the Incarnate Word, University of North Texas, University of Texas at Dallas, UT El Paso, UT Austin, UT San Antonio, medical schools, Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, McGovern Medical School, University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston, Texas A&M School of Medicine in Bryan, Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, Lubbock, the University of Texas Health Sciences Center, San Antonio, University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. Remember, they're just saying it. Oh, no, no, no. It's real. With even in many of these institutions now, courses offered in these communist indoctrination programs. There was a big piece in the Washington Free Beacon that tipped me off today into going this way. University of Florida Medical School scrubs web pages of woke content in wake of expose. And what it is, somebody comes in there and pays attention to the giant University of Florida College of Medicine and shows that they are all into this stuff officially as the official position of the state-owned university, and they got scared because DeSantis is a fighter, a real fighter on this stuff, so they went and scrubbed it off their web pages. But it's still there. They just took it away where you can't see it. More on our Texas universities and colleges embracing CRT in a moment.
Don't wait until it's too late. Get your tickets now to the Pride on Texas listener trip to the Texas Cowboys Christmas Ball. Visit PrideOnTexas.com and click on the ticket link. Back to Pride on Texas in a moment.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Need attachments on your skid steer to street sweep, pallet forks, brush cutter, snow blades, or land levelers? West Texas Attachments can help you today. West Texas Attachments is your go-to on all skid steer attachments. Rent or buy, westtexasattachments.com has attachments for every type of skid steer job. Rock and brush attachments, manure forks for dairies and cow lots. WestTexasAttachments.com delivers when you need it. Go to WestTexasAttachments.com.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans. Employers are looking for solutions, and my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution.
With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com.
Joining the late William F. Buckley, standing athwart history and yelling, "Stop!" It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance, AlliedCompliance.com. Marxist pro-discrimination critical race theory and its related philosophical and political canon surrounds us. In Abilene, two private universities have officially embraced part of the poison. In Lubbock, Texas Tech and its Texas Tech Health Science Center, both, as well as many small and large taxpayer-supported institutions statewide. Legislators spoke out last session about primary schools and secondary schools, saying we don't want any of that. Will they do anything to stop it in our taxpayer-supported institutions? You know, a real law with teeth to stop it in the upcoming session. They had better. We're losing our country very fast. And I decided to spend time on this because there was a big report out this week, and you can go look at the website I already mentioned, criticalrace.org. This is not sideline, lowbrow stuff. This is real serious research. And then there was and I had seen that in the last few days and looked through the Texas list. Then today, the Washington Free Beacon story, University of Florida Medical School scrubs web pages of woke content in wake of expose. And they point out that's not the first time. A bunch of other places they mention around the country had it extreme obvious that they are backers, they are pushers, not just teaching people about something. The institutions themselves, often public institutions, are actually embracing and are advocates, advocating for this reverse discrimination, this Marxism that is critical theory, in this case, critical race theory and the surrounding ideas. Now, I'm sure, as I said in the last segment, in Florida, they're scared of the governor, so they went to scrub it. That doesn't mean it left the institution. I went through and looked at the reports out of the big criticalrace.org, where they actually look at all these universities, and they provide evidence, by the way. They don't make assertions. And let's start with the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, headquartered in Lubbock, with campuses elsewhere. They talk about the school, they tell you what the school is all about, then they give general information. Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center is engaged in several anti-racism efforts. Now, understand, anti-racism doesn't mean you're against racism. Anti-racism is one of the components of this critical theory. I told you, like all Marxism, it's convoluted. You know, remember, Marxism teaches communism will never work. And yet they were communist and they try to spread it all over the world. Oh, communism will never work until every single part of the world is communist. And then magically there will be no need for government anymore because the proletariat, the people, the soulless working machines of people will suddenly control their own destinies. I mean, all of their stuff is convoluted. Anti-racism in the parlance today is pro-racism. That's what the left does to everything because they're Kendi and the folks that back it say, you know, past racial injustices and discriminatory injustices, and they mean ethnicity as well, justify state-enforced racism and bigotry and discrimination now. In other words, get even with themism. Okay, so Texas Tech engages in this, the Health Science Center. They write, this includes goals made to revise the curriculum in order to incorporate concepts of health disparities. Instead of learning about disease, they've got to put in there and train them all their left-wing stuff, the social stuff of it, not the science. Furthermore, anti-racism and discrimination reports will be able to be reported directly to Texas Tech Health Sciences Center's newly created reporting system. Research is encouraged within the realm of bias and health in management, health in medicine. Actions taken by the Health Science Center at Texas Tech. Under curriculum changes and requirements, the school plans to, quote, incorporate course materials on health disparities for all trainees and faculties. Under the resources heading, the school offers a page database dedicated to providing anti-racism resources, meaning taxpayers are providing the communist-inspired stuff for faculty, staff, and students. Symbolic actions. On May 12, 2021, Texas Tech Health Science Center El Paso released an anti-racism and racial justice statement. The school will, quote, update the TTUHSC El Paso to include the Council on Diversity and Inclusion that will promote a sustainable culture of racial inclusivity and racial equity in the institution, end quote. Again, we're all for the state university. They need to be complete, equitable, and fair and all that. That's not what this stuff is about. And they fooled too many people. This is all about discrimination. Leftists, mostly more than it is even race, discriminating against anyone who doesn't agree with them. The school announced it'll create an anonymous reporting mechanism by which patients, students, residents, staff, and faculty can inform on each other. Oh, no, report the, quote, report acts of racism and or discrimination. The school will encourage research collaborations focused on addressing health disparities along our border and beyond. And by the way, they're offering these courses, HPAC 5307, Multicultural Counseling, HPPA 5194, Professional Development 4, and HPAC 5305, Psychopathology and Diagnosis. And these have been looked at to contain the critical race theory stuff. What about over at Texas Tech? Well, in June 2020, they report the Division of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion announced the following new initiatives. All new first-year and transfer students will be required to complete a new online training course, Voices for Change. Now, see, folks, this is the state institution advocating political positions and forcing people to be involved in the indoctrination thereof. Voices for Change that addresses diversity, identity, bias, and inclusion. The required student organization leaders training will include a diversity, equity, and inclusion component now. The Campus Inclusion Resource Team, CIRT, is active and engaged. The online team has continued. The online reporting mechanism is active and is updated as incident reports are received. Our admissions team at Tech has continued to recruit and enroll more Black/African American students and students from other underrepresented minority communities. As a result, we've seen a double-digit increase in the number of minority-confirmed students, as well as increases in our Hispanic, Asian, American Indian groups. And by the way, all that may be okay if you're just simply not wanting to have real discrimination, but that's not what's going on here. Actions taken by Texas Tech University. Well, let's see. The admissions team is changing and giving preference to people based on their race or ethnicity. And let's see. Where was the other part of that? Hold on a second. Nope, I had it right in my hand. All first-year and transfer students, I already told you that in the summary, have to go through this stuff. Recent revisions to their faculty recruitment procedure require all faculty and search committee members to attend a half-day workshop hosted by the Office of Institutional Diversity. They've got all kinds of resources listed. They've got all kinds of symbolic actions taken. Then we get to, let's look at, what about some of these so-called church schools, like in Abilene, small schools, Abilene Christian University. These records from the organization last updated 26 July of this year. And they talk about what Abilene Christian's involved in. Abilene Christian's taken steps to teach diversity awareness to its employees and faculty, as well as exploring options on how to implement it into its operations. The university's required faculty and staff to undergo diversity awareness training. No mandatory critical race training sessions are yet required of students. However, there are developments. Curriculum, it says, and under review may be changed. Faculty and staff, they have to go through diversity awareness training, and the school announced senior leadership will complete in-depth strategic diversity training. We don't know what that training is. They list a lot of resources, and they've taken symbolic action, serious symbolic action. In 2021, they joined the university studying slavery alongside other 80 other schools, which is nothing but a left-wing construct. McMurray, this updated, actually, last updated for McMurray, today at this scholarly site. University instituted the Center for Community Inclusion in 2016 in response to the death of George Floyd. The TP Village tradition was ended in 2020. A coordinator of inclusion and diversity was appointed at McMurray. A class in inclusive education is required for teacher certification. And there's actually quite a few courses offered in McMurray, they list here on this subject. This surrounds us, ladies and gentlemen, and it is Marxist theory.
We're talking Texas. More after this.
Laugh if you must, but friends know that I had a hard time finding words to express how positive my experience was going to the dentist. Not just any dentist, but Dr. Sylvia Suniga of Dental Care. Money matters too, and it cost us less than half of my lowest quote at home to visit Dr. Suniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica. That included a top hotel for a week, fancy dinners, airfare for both Isabel and me, and a private driver, and much more dental work than those local quotes covered. In fact, I had it all done. No wonder my Lubbock neighbor had been using her for his dental work for years. The work was the best I've ever had, the attention to detail more than you'll get here. If you have expensive dental challenges or just need crowns or cosmetic work or implants, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Suniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. See Sylvia's beautiful face and click the banner at my website, prattontexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Texas owned and operated for 109 years. Vista Bank has grown 83% in the last 3 years because of our amazing team members and clients. So thank you, West Texas, for your loyalty, trust, and for earning us, Texas's top Main Street lender. Best of community banking, best Bank of Lubbock 3 years running, and best companies to work for. Looking for a local bank? Maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank. Entrepreneurs banking entrepreneurs since 1912.
Not only do we beef up with Raider Red Meats, Isabel and I love their sausage, especially that with the cheese and Hatch green chili in it, and their spicy barbecue sauce has become my favorite. Some Raider Red Meats products available in select United supermarkets. Ask at the meat counter. Raider Red Meats does sell the best tasting, best quality beef, pork, and lamb. Learn more at RaiderRedMeats.com, see sales at their Facebook page, and visit their Texas Tech campus store in Lubbock, where we shop.
We're back with more Pratt on Texas. Join the Pratt on Texas Listener Club at PrattOnTexas.com. Just like the show, it's free. Now, here's Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. And I wanted to, and the reason I mention Tarleton so often, besides knowing people there, it's just, this is the idea of the more rural, small university. They surely haven't gone this way. No, often we see they're worse. And indeed, they are. Latest data updated 27 September of this year, Tarleton has enacted numerous DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion initiatives, including diversity training for student leaders. The school offers various DEI programs and events. Furthermore, Tarleton's begun an optional diversity challenge for its faculty to incorporate DEI into the curriculum. Several classes discussing diversity are offered, and they list a whole bunch of these things they're requiring. And that their office and what they do, and indeed, they even say in their own language that their office of DEI is for advocacy, training, and affirmation. What business do taxpayer institutions have advocating, training, and affirming political points of view? Especially ones that are designed to destroy our country and our society and are antithetical to our founding. Oh, and they list, this organization didn't make this up. They take all this straight from the universities. They quote the university's policies. Tarleton's got a longer list of classes than almost anybody. Race and ethnic relations, diversity and cultural awareness in the counseling profession, crime, justice, and social diversity, criminal justice in a diverse society, leadership of diverse learning communities, diversity and culturally responsive teaching for the early grades, cultural diversity in schools and committees, diversity management in the public sector, managing diversity in organizations, social work with diverse populations, and on and on. Go see. Not everybody's on there. I mentioned the places that were in Lubbock and in Abilene. LCU wasn't on their list in Lubbock. Wayland's not on their list. Hardin-Simmons not on the list. Of course, a lot of Baptist schools were. Go to criticalrace.org and take a look. And by the way, if you're one of these people who thinks all this stuff is fake, I challenge you to go to that website, look through their documentation, and then contact them and tell them where they're wrong and let them argue with you, because they're extraordinarily thorough. Because they're academic type stuff themselves, people themselves, and they're very thorough on it. The question will our legislators put teeth into a law stopping this stuff? Texas Tech has no business, but they've done it, opening a student center just for black students. This is segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever from the old Deep South Democrat bigots that invented and enforced Jim Crow laws. That's what this is. It's the left's newest way to balkanize society so that they can then turn it all against itself and implement their crazy, radical Marxist ideas. And my friends, they're all engaged in it, and you have to scratch your head when you actually know the regents, why they put up with it. Why do they accept it? We got a bunch of them that have run for office and stuff in the past, claim they're big Republicans. Why do they put up with it? I mean, you know, some things, we're not talking about infringing on academic freedom. We are not saying that professors cannot discuss these theories and study them. And even in the sense of higher education, you know, abuse their positions by advocating. We're talking about the university, just as it does for homosexuality, creating and funding offices and places to promote the ideas. Where are the centers on campus to promote biblical ethics in society? Where are those offices? Where's the office for students' marriage and traditional family? Where's the tax dollar going into that and forcing faculty to take classes and those type of things and understand and be forced to be understanding, the left-wing faculty to be understanding of people with a traditional Judeo-Christian view? There are people who are so, including some rich people and involved people, who are so stupid. I've dealt with them personally over the years. They can't even see what a radical, hypocritical position this is. The fact is, the university, we're not talking about academic freedom. We're talking about the institutions themselves indoctrinating and advocating for these very much political points of view. Abilene Christian can continue to do all the almost Christian university activity it wants to. McMurray can continue down the road that many of its people have been on, not all for years. Those are private institutions. But our taxpayers are paying for this stuff at the public institutions, and it needs to stop. Let's jump over to some other news. A suspect in Lubbock was named for, they've arrested 44-year-old Matthew Plank. They claim he drove at a police officer and struck the police officer. The cops were out. It was a call involving squatters on 51st Street, so they arrested him. The FBI in Houston has announced that they've caught the FBI Houston agents and task force have arrested 21-year-old suspect named Malik Johnson, dubbed the Big Shades Bandit, wanted for a whole bunch of bank robberies dating back to this summer in the Bayou City of Houston. Also, my friends, Travis County has dropped the porn charges against the ex-Department of Public Safety counterterrorism chief. The Austin American-Statesman reporting more than a year and a half after the Travis County DA's office filed the charge, they've dropped it all. Turns out they never had any evidence to begin with to justify charges for child pornography against the... And, of course, this guy, he got fired in 2019. He was the head of intelligence and counterterrorism for the Department of Public Safety, John Jones Jr., and he was fired because a woman made an allegation, just an allegation of sexual assault. He claimed it was consensual. That never has been processed. That was dropped. In fact, a state district judge denied the woman a request for a protective order against Jones, a lifetime protective order, saying the judge didn't find any evidence on the sexual assault charge to be clear and convincing. And prosecutors declined to prosecute this guy. And now, after all this time of also piling on, the leftist DA, the George Soros leftist DA in Travis County, admits they have the same evidence today that there's nothing new came up. It's the same evidence they used to indict this man. You see how they go after people and ruin their lives, ladies and gentlemen? That's not justice. That's leftism. This is how the Communist Party works. Your social score. You shall comply. You will do as you're told. You will carry the views that we give you, or we'll use the institutions of government to destroy you. All right, my friends. I've got a lot of other stuff in the stack. I do want to get to this today in Texas history because I like bringing you Texas history, especially things related to the Revolution. In 1835, once we were all about to become fight our independence coming up in a few months in 1835. It was this day, the 30th of November, General Sam Houston welcomed David Burke to Texas, commending the manly and liberal feelings which have been manifested by you in the tender of your services in behalf of Texas. He brought a group of 30 volunteers, the Mobile Grays, organized in Mobile, or Mobile Grays, and they fought in the Revolution. In fact, they proceeded to Goliad. They were part of the 2nd Battalion of the Provisional Regiment of Volunteers under James Fannin. One member was killed in action in March 19th. 3 escaped, 4 were spared. 30 were killed in the Goliad Massacre, where the Mexican government broke all the rules of war that existed worldwide and massacred the people who were prisoners of war there in Goliad on March 27th. Those people came to stand up for the idea of liberty, and they gave their lives. And we have neighbors that can't. They don't even want to see what's happening around them. They don't want to hear it. And God forbid they be bothered enough to have to go vote. It's disgusting. All right, my friends, our look at Texas history sponsored by USA Investigations. If you need security, surveillance, witness interviews, investigations, whatever, get in touch with them. They're great at it. USAinvestigations.net. They sponsor our look at Texas history each day. Thanks for joining us. Long live liberty. Long live Texas. And may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.